This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of beans and plenty of cheese and plenty of rice. Oh, isn't it nice? Yum, 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 yum.
Welcome to Burrito Quest 3, a very special burrito quest.
Is it week 6?
It is episode 6.
We can't call it weeks, can we?
Yeah, we've been on hiatus for way too long. So, this quest is a chicharronoff, which was inspired by Facebook.
It was.
Kind of surprised anything's inspired by Facebook.
One of our non-listeners asked if we had been to Mi Pueblito and had the chicharron, and I said, well, we've been there, but we have not had the chicharron.
Buts.
So, Dan had this brilliant idea.
Like many of my ideas.
Of getting chicharrones from two places. One of them is Mi Pueblito, and where's the other?
Las Troncas. Because we had the chicharron
there
before.
That's going to be rough, because Las Troncas is very good.
See, yes. That is why I thought. Okay, so this is... I think we should start with the foil-wrapped one. That's from Las Troncas.
Because this is better.
Mi Pueblito said, hey, do you want hot chili? And I said, yeah, sure. So in case it's super hot and burns our palates off.
It's warm.
Yes. The chicharron is... red chili and chicharrones from Las Troncas.
Las Troncas does it pretty well, although this is rolled badly.
Yeah.
All right, here it goes. Here it goes.
Great texture. Still. Sarah joins us also, although she has declined the chicharron off.
She's eating a burrito, which is good.
You didn't even introduce me.
Sage is here. Mm-hmm. Oh. I didn't introduce Sage.
Which is why...
Maybe it's like you're always here. Because we're talking shit about either you or Isaac.
I know.
Well, we do have an announcement now that Sage is here.
What's the announcement?
Isaac is the new Sage.
That's true, Sage.
We have not had a burrito quest go by where we have not said something disparaging about Isaac.
I love listening to them, actually.
And it used to be because you left. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that you were on burrito quest originally. Not all the time. Now it's because Isaac left. Right. And we can't help but... be sad, which makes us mad, which makes us disparage him mightily.
It's like the circle of life.
Really. So, still good, man.
Mm-hmm. This is a really good burrito.
So, the red chili's not horribly smoky.
No, it's actually not.
It's quite tasty.
I'm not entirely sold on the chicharrones.
Well, whatever.
That's your prerogative.
I mean, I like everything else in the burrito.
You don't, is it the texture you don't like?
Mm-hmm. You're like salty honeycombs.
Okay. So that's the Las Troncas one. Now
you're trying one.
Oh, yeah. I'm going back and forth this.
That's actually fair.
I don't want to fill up on one and then the other
point,
one
the point.
Loses out.
This one here is flat. It looks like it's been, grilled and stuff.
I don't know. It is flatter.
Green chili. Did we get the lady burritos without chilies in them?
No, it's got hot chili, they said.
Oh, dear. I don't think they want
that. Oh, that one's pretty good, too.
Chili.
All right, check it. Boom, chili.
Here goes. Yeah, look at that.
Not this end of this
slimy
one.
Slimy and green. Oh. Here goes.
And I think both of these also have refried beans in them, which is probably used as a cohesive ingredient to hold it all together.
You're like some kind of burritologist. Too.
I've been doing this for a long time, Sage.
This is also pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This might be better because of the green chili.
That's what I was worried about, is they would have two different chilies, and from the comparison, it starts to get thrown off.
The reason I asked about the chili is the ladies requested without chili in theirs.
They did?
They did.
I'm totally fucking forgot that, dude.
More for us.
They wanted no chili at all?
It's true. That's going to be awkward.
Yeah, that's... my bad.
So,
or yours. I'll just tell him Ben didn't tell me that.
Thanks. So, ripping on Isaac, because when Isaac was on Burrito Quest, he was... Well, I remember him being a racist burrito quester.
No, that's your job.
Which
now.
I get blamed for. Well, I have had a discovery. So I was listening to the Burrito Quest from previous weeks, and I was thinking that you sounded remarkably sincere about being scandalized by my apparent racism.
So?
And I was thinking that it was very...
I don't like racism. Well, is that a bad thing?
Well, I thought it was strange because I didn't think what I was saying was at all racist.
What did you say?
This is when I was calling Tracy Morgan a spook. So what I've discovered...
Yeah, Ben.
Okay.
What did you discover?
See, what I thought is that this was a term that you use to describe spies. I did not
that
know.
Is also true.
I did not know, actually, that it was a term you use to describe or that you don't use to describe black people.
Yeah.
Hence...
Why did you say that thinking, oh, maybe he's a spy?
No, yes.
What the hell is the context?
And similarly, I was also thinking, maybe Dan is just being a jackass. Like, wow, Dan's being really...
That's understandable.
In his objection here, this is well played.
What has been?
And it turns out it really was sincere that you were scandal. Okay.
I like Tracy Jordan. I don't want to see you talking all that shit about
him. Not
a
spy. And probably shouldn't be referred to.
In a horrible, horrible manner.
With racist terms for black people.
Yeah. I thought it was a ghost.
All three things. Mm-hmm. It's all things to all people. And please. Apparently really bad things to some people.
Really bad things to black people. So,
it gets a lot better once you actually get some green chili in it.
Are we still talking about racism?
Sure.
Everything.
Hey, it was Cinco de Mayo yesterday.
It was.
In the news, Taco Del Mar offered a 5-pound burrito.
Holy.
Anybody that could finish it would get their money back.
Dude, seems like not enough. Why didn't you come out to Washington for that? We have plenty of...
You have a Taco Del Mar?
We have lots of Taco Del Mar.
I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. I should have. I'm sorry, Sage. I should have flown up there yesterday.
Yes.
And flown back with you.
How much do you think the burrito from Habaneros, the Macho Chimichanga, weighed?
A couple pounds.
Not five, though.
No.
Do you think you could have eaten two of those?
No. I can barely eat that one. So we are kind of damaging the integrity a little bit of our quest. We've been to both of these places before. Both of these places are open at night-ish.
It's true.
So that we could actually go to them. I mean, part of the thing on Lunch Trek was going to places we couldn't have gone when we were doing it at 7 p.m.
It's true, but it's a special occasion today. First of all...
Sage is in town.
Well, yes, Sage is also in town.
Oh.
But first of all, we had a request on the internet.
Yeah.
A recommendation.
We never get those.
And we couldn't ignore it. And we made it into something special by making it a contest. And also, Sage is in town, and this is an excuse to not go to Taco Bell like we've been threatening.
True.
Although we could still do that.
No, it was Lunch Trek, though. Well, yeah, we could totally do a Taco Bell right after this one. Like, right after it, if you really want.
I don't know. These,
you
know, two burritos.
These two burritos, and then we could go get a grilled stuffed burrito.
Mm-hmm. So, was Las Troncas in the foil?
Yes, Las Troncas is the red.
I actually think I prefer Las Troncas.
Really? This is hard, because I like Las Troncas a lot. I've been there since we had this burrito before, and I still like it. I like the atmosphere there. They have 32-ounce Mexican beers you can get. That's always a plus.
I think it's the cheese. This one has more cheese to it than
also,
Mi Poblito.
These chicharrones in the Mi Poblito are not as chewy.
Right, they're crunchier.
Very crunchier, yeah.
So I'm having a hard time. I like the texture of the tortilla from Mi Poblito, too.
Do you have the same conversations about your twins? Hard to tell.
I'm having a hard time deciding which one I like better.
Which one is better than the other? This one's got a better texture. This one's got rougher skin.
Yeah. No, Ben. Shut up.
So anyways.
Was that sincere?
Maybe your kids are going to listen to this.
What else is happening in the news? Usama got killed.
He did.
That's on the global scale.
That's not really pertinent to our quest.
No, not really. But still, I mean, it gives it kind of a time stamp, right?
It does now.
It just happened Sunday. Huh?
Well, not people will know.
Yeah. When we chicharroned off, it was right after USAMA got murdered, killed, assassinated, executed. Pick your
shot.
Whatever. It could be applicable to the quest if he made burritos.
Oh, God damn it.
Quickly,
your dog loves me now.
Well, this is the first time that my dog has been a member of Burrito Quest.
I'm glad this shirt was dirty already.
I'm glad this carpet was dirty already.
Oh, God.
No, what I was going to say is I've actually spent the last week...
Now your dog's going to throw up the chicharron.
That's not what I was going to say. I've eaten only, until today, vegetarian foods for a week.
Yeah.
So,
what's the point?
Of what?
What you just said.
Well, there would be ramifications for Burrito Quest if I kept on doing that.
There would be.
Because this thing here is made of... animals.
No, and not just the skin of an animal.
The skin and fat. So scraped off bits
the
of
the best parts of the animal.
Well, it is very tasty, this is true. So Burrito Quest actually has assumed such stature in my life that it represents one of the conundrums of, do I want to eat ethically or do I want to eat burritos? And that's a difficult decision.
What do you mean by ethically?
Well, like, not animals.
You mean, do you not want to eat animal meat because it's inhumanely treated? Because animals are well, they're not human, so who gives a shit, right? That's another part of
it. But there are some places that use meat that is humanely raised.
Well, like I agree. This dude here, this pig, he doesn't deserve to get eaten. He's a smart animal.
Yeah. Well, what's deserve got to do with it?
Well, in the grand scheme of things, pig gets eaten because he's tasty.
Delicious.
He's raised for consumption. But
yeah.
Maybe for the
look at it this way, man. This pig fulfilled its destiny.
And some people would say, you know, this pig would eat you.
Mm-hmm. Those people would be correct.
Mostly, I want to give a shout-out here to Burrito Quest, though, to indicate the importance that it has taken.
That you love it.
So cool. I was thinking, in the mall near the convention center in Indianapolis, there's a World Burritos place.
Oh, mall burritos.
Mall burritos
at
Gen Con.
Are you recommending a Gen Con
burrito?
Burrito
Quest, exactly.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We're all going to be there.
Can we do it on the
Welcome
floor?
To Burrito Quest. We're surrounded by nerds. Well, we could do it in the food court at the mall and it would still
yeah,
be true.
Yeah.
We could probably do it at the IPR booth.
I wonder if IPR would start carrying, if I sold CDs of Burrito Quest, if I could get, what's his name, Brennan to...
Brennan's not involved anymore.
Oh, this is true.
How
you
much
podcast it?
How much would you pay to hear this?
Nothing. $0.
How much do you think someone else would pay?
$0.
So, what do you think IPR thinks someone else would pay?
I would just like the...
You just want to put your CDs
there. I would like the opportunity to screen capture the fact that it was up for sale.
Even if nobody ever buys it? Even if it costs them nothing to put them there?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
So, yeah, I think I'm leaning towards mi pueblito. Partly it's because of the red chili. I mean, I'm not a huge fan. If I'd have known they used green chili on this one, I probably would have got green chili on the other one, so it was a better comparison. That's what I'm saying.
The internet did not lead us astray.
Sarah, how's your burrito?
Good.
It's a deshebrada burrito with green chili, smothered with green chili.
What does deshebrada mean? Does that just mean smothered?
Shredded beef.
Usually, it has like the onions and tomatoes in it.
Yeah.
Deshebrada.
Deshebrada. It's a lot of pig skin to eat in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it all came from the same pig?
Nope. And it came from about 800 different pigs.
You probably just like blend it all together.
It's the way things work in the animal science world.
It's pretty good though.
I got visions of truckloads of pig skin being dumped somewhere and sorted, cut.
Sorted by machines.
Mm-hmm. Terminators.
Mm. No.
So, hey, Isaac, though, is coming in town today.
Mm-hmm.
There is a chance we could do a Taco Bell Quest with him while he's here. Sage, you're also invited. But I know that your free time is...
Like noon tomorrow?
Whatever. Are you guys going to go to Taco Bell tomorrow?
Gone.
Like every Saturday? Gone. Did you eat vegetarian when you went to Taco Bell last Saturday?
I didn't start last Saturday.
Then you haven't been doing it for a week.
So I...
You're a liar.
Lied just a little.
You lied to Burrito Quest, Ben.
You make it a week.
Couldn't even... Gah.
You lied to all two of our listeners. Oh, wait. I'm here. All one of our listeners.
Yeah, I'm not...
Actually, I didn't go to Taco Bell last week. I went to Albuquerque and had different meat.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh.
Sage.
I'm
not going
to
do it.
I'm working on it.
You don't have to. You're not actually.
You're an honorary.
You're honorary. The questers have to finish their burritos.
These chicharrones are killing me.
Throwing it up
is
optional.
Honorable tradition if you're Isaac.
Dude, I wish I had gotten. I really need to start getting these things posted up more. Closer to when they're actually recorded, in a more timely manner.
Why?
Well, because then Isaac maybe could have responded. It's been 3 weeks, and I just got it up the other day.
I haven't read that one yet. He threw up?
No, we were asking him to post the which burritos he threw up on Burrito Quest.
We should review them all. Like, we should go back and eat those burritos.
That's Burrito Quest 4.
Eat the All-American.
Quest 4, where we've been before.
Eating Isaac's upchucks.
It'd be a short burrito quest. Those are only a couple burritos.
There's only two. If we added more,
you really
people,
want to eat the gobbler again?
Well, on the one hand, did I eat the gobbler first or second? Second.
What?
The gobbler.
You mean?
When I ate it.
Oh, you mean between the two burritos?
Right, two burritos. Know.
Yeah, I think you probably ate the one we were doing that night.
Which really, already the gobbler's gross, so eating it second is not fair, because then you're giving it even shorter shrift.
Yeah, you're piling all that junk on top of another burrito. Sage, look at that. That's all right.
Very companionly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Sarah doesn't like the chicharrones so much because she's had some slimy ones in a casserole before, which
God,
I find to be kind of weird.
Nasty.
Although we talked about a burrito.
The dogs did it to us again.
This is not the first time the dogs have joined Burrito Quest in this way.
Now, we hate you. You only give one of us a chicharron. So tell us more about this chicharron casserole.
Gummy meat. Meat.
Not good.
Not good.
Okay.
At a baby shower.
Ugh.
Not good.
At a baby shower? I thought you were supposed to be finger sandwiches and, like,
that's
cake.
What I thought, too. But we had menudo and chicharrone casserole.
Wow.
Don't care if she did it wrong.
Ethnic. Yeah. Okay. So, I think if Ben ever comes back, we're gonna rate these things.
Hello.
So we're going to have to, do a comparative rating. So maybe do a, this is to, I don't know if I can come up with a, this is to this.
We should rate the burritos using duos.
So like sames? Things that are similar?
Or like Batman and Robin.
Well, which one's better in that case?
Which one's Batman?
I know, Batman is better. Never mind. I'm not sure why I asked that question. My parents were murdered!
Are you gonna edit that off the air?
No, nope. I stand by my speak and spell.
That's kind of flub.
Alright.
We're welcoming now people to the quest. We
True.
Have previous guests walking in.
Hello, Amy.
Are we boosting quest again?
Yes, we might have boosted your lunch also.
I hear that there's actually chili in those burritos.
That's it. I don't hear it. I ordered them that way, unfortunately. I totally,
They're very delicious, however, so.
Well, they are.
Good,
not overly hot, either. One's green, one's red, so, you know, at least there's some.
And that would actually be a good rating, too. Red and green chili.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's essentially what I'm rating, anyway. Because the chicharrones are really good between both of them. I don't find any other component that, well, what, they're not good between both of them, or they're not good in general?
Sage don't like them. I really like chicharrones, it turns out.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been living in...
I love the chili. Don't
Whiteville.
Get me wrong. Burritos, fantastic.
With white people.
But, chicharrones, I kind of wish that I could pick them out and just have a green chili bean cheese burrito.
Why don't you like them?
Okay.
It's not about the texture. I don't know.
The texture, it's nice, huh? It's like eating some kind of meat. Some kind of meat.
But it's,
you know, honeycomb cereal?
Yeah, it's like meat honeycombs. Who wants meat honeycombs?
I mean, I ate two burritos full of them, so me?
Dan?
Apparently.
Dan does.
Okay, so I'm going to rate this. It's tough. So I'm going to rate it like some. I'm going to compare the two different cheeses.
Okay, two different cheeses.
The Mi Pueblito is like an Irish cheddar. It's good, it's stock, it's tasty. I like it, and I would eat it pretty much any time. The other one, from Las Troncas, is a stinky blue cheese, which is also good, but I don't want it all the time because it's a little overwhelming.
They have cheddar in Ireland?
Yeah.
Mm,
I bought, bought cheddar that was labeled Irish, so I'm assuming.
Wow.
Said imported from Ireland on it. The land of ire.
The Irish make really great cheddar.
Okay, so that's my rating. I'm going with I think the Mi Pueblito was better for me because it had green chili instead of red.
Kind of sad to say because we were really such fans of the Las Troncas.
If I had to get the Las Troncas again, I'd get green chili on it just to see.
Just to find
out. I'm sure it'd be better. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Okay. That's my rating. Go. Ben Glickler, Financial Systems Administration.
I'm still really stuck on Batman and Robin.
Well, how about pick two Batman villains then?
Like that are teams? Like,
nope.
Like Poison Ivy and Harlequin? Harley Quinn? The
that's the
Jester
Joker,
yeah,
lady.
I mean,
Harley Quinn.
I mean, but they team up on the cartoon.
They do team up.
Everybody teams up on the cartoon.
I team up on the cartoon.
I'm going with Batman and Robin.
So which one's Batman?
I have to agree with you. Okay. The green chili is the Batman.
I knew it.
And the red chili is... Well, I would say that the red chili is not exactly Robin. It's more Robin after he stops being a bitch. Like Robin in the future, like when he's Nightwing.
Oh, okay.
A better Robin. That Robin. That's
yeah.
The point. There's three Robins.
Like the
well,
Tim Drake. Tim Drake? Did he turn into Nightwing?
No.
Or Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson. There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've now reached our quotient for nerdiness.
Now,
you can bring up the game here.
We can overflow.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to say Mac and PC, but instead I'm going to go with the nerdiness and I can't believe I'm going to say this, 3rd edition and 4th edition D&D.
That's
no,
pretty
whoa.
Good.
That
That's
is a good
rating.
Yeah.
Which one's which, though?
I think...
Yeah, well, I guess, first off, which of those two do you like better?
Well, that's the thing. They're both good in different ways.
Well, hold on. Okay,
now,
do you think that...
Back up a sec. You don't even like this...
That's right. You don't,
you don't
like
the main component of this burrito.
Would you say you don't like dice, for example?
Maybe you should rate it things that you hate less than... like something you hate
maybe,
less than another.
Maybe 2nd edition D&D and 2nd edition D&D revised would be better. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go ahead with your rating. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
You're our guest. Dumbass.
Okay, so I'm going to say the green chili is 4th edition. It's a little better made, but occasionally it just doesn't appeal as much.
That's
and
good.
In his mouth.
In my mouth. And the red chili is 3rd edition. It's kind of all over the place, but those extra bits sometimes are appealing.
And a lot of holdouts really like red chili burritos. Even though green chili is newer and more modern.
And despite there being no clear winner, people debate it endlessly.
So you like these burritos equally?
Or dislike them equally?
I would rate them about the same. Yeah, actually.
Okay.
That's
fair.
Partially because I couldn't get past the chicharrones that much.
Really? Well, yeah, you didn't finish all that one.
Don't judge the man.
Oh, wait. Oh, there he goes.
Okay, now he's a quester.
Well done, sir.
Cool.
All right. Sarah, how did you like your burrito?
You don't have to rate it.
My burrito was very good.
Okay.
That counts.
I mean, if you
want
to rate it, you can. We're not going to stop.
Would
you
say it's as good as graduating?
I did taste both of those.
Yeah, which one of those?
The non-foil one.
The mi pueblito
yeah,
seems to be
chili.
A
wow.
favorite.
We all agree.
Just
how about over there at the table?
Beans, I think.
Oh, you guys didn't split those, did you? You just
no, we just ate them.
Okay. How are they? Despite the fact that I screwed up the order and got chili in them.
I hope I don't spend the rest of the afternoon in the bathroom.
Well, that's a pretty good rating.
That's a really good rating, actually. How do you rate this burrito? Not spending the afternoon in the bathroom. That's how good it is.
It's pretty good.
I almost rated it Page and Ellen.
Oh.
That was a good rating. But then
I might
have
kissed you on the mouth. If you had done that.
I'm glad I didn't rate it.
But he doesn't
wait
like.
Minute.
He doesn't
that
like
been
the burrito.
Bad. Hey, you are a dumbass.
No, I liked them well enough. I just couldn't help but think they'd be better with something other than chicharrones in them.
Like Page and Ellen would be better with someone else's dad?
I'm going to revise the kiss you on the face and it turns into a punch.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I didn't dislike them.
The
but
twins
like I don't
or the burritos?
Him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think the overall outcome is these burritos are pretty much the same. The chili... makes or breaks it depending on which one you like. Like, I think Isaac would have liked the red chili one better.
Really?
Does he like
he
red
likes
chili?
Red chili better than green.
Oh, man.
I don't got everybody.
I can never
everybody's
keep,
mad at us. See, Isaac is the new sage.
I can never keep straight which of you bitches about red chili and which of you bitches about green.
I don't
green
give
chili.
A shit.
You bitch about red chili.
I do.
It's true. So Isaac must be the one who hates green.
Yes.
Okay, that's how we keep it straight.
You can't keep it straight. What are you talking about? You
can't keep Isaac straight.
You can't keep your mom straight. Okay. Thanks for tuning in for Burrito Quest. Next time we're going to hit up Taco Bell. I think it's time for Taco Bell again, right?
Sick.
Yes. You know what I'm thinking?
No.
We could, because we seem to get a burrito from Taco Bell and then back it up with something else on the menu. We could potentially eat the entire menu at Taco Bell over the course of this Taco Bell trek.
Okay.
I was done.
You were going to say all at once.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we'd have to have small portions.
I agree with your plan, however.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in for this very special Chicharrón Off. Next time, burrito coasters, adios.
The best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum.